possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Well, one of the most popular elements of NFL programming has been Red Zone. It's a staple for NFL fans. What is that going to look like now under this new partnership?
Well, that'll actually stay the same. It'll continue to be produced right here in this building. It will be the NFL Red Zone. I don't think fans will see any difference to that. Obviously, in the context of that, though, ESPN purchased the Red Zone name, and they will be able to utilize that for other sports, college football and other things. And I think that could be an exciting thing for our fans also to see a Red Zone maybe in college football or other sports. That's something that they now own and have the ability to do that. But as far as Red Zone, NFL Red Zone, there won't be any changes for our fans.
That was NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell talking about the partnership between ESPN and the NFL.
I think a red partnership zone for college would
you
be
like that.
Insanely helpful.
That one's actually even worse than the NFL because it could go from like when do those like weird.
He might have to start Thursday night and go till Saturday at midnight.
Yep. You could spend
forever.
Oh my God! On the couch.
You can't be just one guy like it is for the
NFL. Yeah, no.
You'll have Middle Tennessee against Central Florida on Thursday night. Boise State on Friday night.
But what action.
You know, for
Saturdays will
be lit.
I'm more
of a French
though.
Fan of the college football. I mean, I'm more of pro guy. But if you just had a red zone for college football, I would be more engaged in college football.
Yes. If you're just seeing touchdowns,
too many
big
games.
Plays.
It'll be 13 straight hours.
And it'll help you learn players and guys that are going to the NFL and Heisman nominees and all those things. But the issue here that we want to talk about on WEEI Afternoons is the fact that ESPN has reached a deal with the NFL to acquire NFL Network and other media assets, including the Red Zone name and all of that, with the NFL taking a 10% equity stake in the NFL. I mean, in ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Disney. That's the big company that runs everything, ABC,
yep.
10%, Disney, the park.
I'm guessing is a lot of money.
$2 to $3 billion is what they are estimating right now, the analysts.
Nice change if you can get it.
Yeah, not bad. But the issue for me is, so the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN, whether you love them or hate them, they're still the big fish. And they cover the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to keep covering the NFL?
Adding games.
Covering the NFL or promoting the NFL? Aren't the same.
I almost feel like they're already the promotion.
Like Don Vannata, guys like that who are supposed to be investigative journalists, are they going to be allowed to investigate the NFL, the owners, the players, Roger Goodell?
Because there'd be a big rug in Bristol that they're just going to...
Wait, they still do that? I mean, there's still critical...
There is some.
Really?
It's not a ton. Okay. You know who this helps?
It's to me, you won't even notice it.
Kathleen Kennedy.
No, it helps like the Pablo Torres of the world, who are the independent, fledgling, building their brand journalists who don't have to answer to the NFL, don't have to answer to ESPN and Disney and that whole corporate structure because they don't work for you.
I got to be honest. This feels a little big brothery futuristic. Like this is, it's the exact opposite of when media companies started trying to come together and other corporations were banding together for solidarity or profit 100 and something years ago. And the government, FTC, et cetera, had all these antitrust and anti-monopoly laws because we wanted to make it fair for people to do business the right way. And now you're telling me that we're going to get fair and balanced coverage the company is going to be. So Disney now owns the NFL, but the NFL also owns part of Disney, and Disney owns ESPN, which also now owns the Red Zone and the Red Zone brand and however far they want to push it. And the WWE is also going to be exclusively streamed from said platform as well. So does that mean John Cena is going to be in Star Wars movies and
absolutely the synergy, Roger, cross promotion.
Yeah, Roger Goodell is going to be on the Red Zone. What are we doing?
I don't
doing?
Care about that as much as
it's
another
crazy.
Model. So Ted Johnson, you played in an era where gambling was a no-no.
Correct.
Now, have you ever heard of ESPN Bet?
I have.
Oh, so ESPN is in the gambling business.
Correct.
And the NFL is part of ESPN now.
Correct.
So the NFL is in the gambling business even more than it's been in the gambling business.
Now more than ever, brother.
Like, it's just...
You were saying hypocritical?
A little bit.
So wait.
That's the NFL, though, bro.
But yeah. See, what's going to happen? A player, Ted, is going to open up their phone, and they're going to say, oh, I thought I was opening my Disney Plus app. I didn't realize I was opening my ESPN Better Draft. Like, it's all getting way too close, way too convenient.
I will say this. I'm not as worried about that stuff. It is what it is. To me, it's is them partnering with ESPN going to make my viewing of the NFL better? And I think it will. There's going to be more games. I don't want to watch games on Amazon, even though I have Amazon. I would rather just flip to ESPN than I would have to watch it on Hulu or.
But I don't know that this is going to eliminate the Amazon. It's going to eliminate some of the NFL Network and the different things there. But
which is it's easier to find ESPN than it is even NFL Network
for now. Although they are using this to backbone.
And I've never thought the NFL Network was a good product. I never did like any of the studio shows. Well, I don't think
early Good Morning Football was kind of fun.
Shot at Mike Giardi across the bow there. Wow. We'll talk to him on Friday.
Well, what are you more? Let me ask you this, though. Like, you, Captain Cord, the guy that actually still has cable in the room.
Damn right.
I cut it years ago, but now I'm wondering if I even need the streamers that I have, like a YouTube TV, because if ESPN is going to be my exclusive home for NFL Network, Red Zone, ESPN, The Ocho, and WWE, and Disney Plus, and Hulu, the hell else do I need anything for?
Well, I'm right there. So $29.99 is going to be the new ESPN app, streaming app. I assume you want to watch the Red Sox, so that's $30 for Nesson. So you're up to $60 right off the bat for those two things.
That's expensive, bro.
Plus my internet.
Plus your internet is what, $90 or something?
$60.
Okay, $60. Yep. You're up to $120, and you don't really have everything. You don't have all those other channels. You got to find ways.
I need Netflix. I need Max. I'm at $200 and I don't even have the news.
Or you could just go back to cable. You could just go back to what I have. So it's interesting. The other thing I did think of from a visual perspective, like Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport have been kind of the two big information guys, one on ESPN, one on NFL Network.
They're going to have Wakandan tribute fighting to see who dies and who keeps
doing. Are they going to stay in those roles? Will they be merged together?
Will they share information?
Right. Like how... Remember they used to do, Chris Mortensen and Schefter would do segments together, and kind of bounce together, off of each other. Are they going to keep it all separate? Will I still have the stream of Schefter tweets, the stream of Rap Sheet tweets?
Mm-mm. I'm sure.
Or they can fight.
I'm sure.
And who are they giving the information to now? Like, there's some weird layers to this that I am.
But to be surprised that the NFL might actually, you know, buy entities that would basically guarantee they'll never say anything bad about you. That's nothing new. That's what the NFL does.
Yeah.
And here's Pat McAfee on College Game Day. Oh, my gosh, our guest selector, Cody Rhodes, who just happens to be Monday.
Yeah, I mean, they're already doing that. And you mentioned it, Fitzy. ESPN is doing a lot these days because they did do the deal with WWE for, I believe they call them premium live events now. They're not pay-per-views anymore. They're premium live events.
PLEs?
Yeah, please. Yes.
I don't know if you guys saw this floating around too from Pat McAfee. He called the executive level at ESPN in a tweet today, mid-level powerless bum-ass suits at ESPN, saying that he's worried they will muddy the product specific to the WWE. So that's going well as well.
Oh, so he's worried about the WWE perspective.
He is,
yes. Because he's in both of these worlds.
Wait a minute. Isn't McAfee on ESPN?
Yes.
Yep. He is, but it's a very strange... But Ted, here's the crazy thing about McAfee. They give him $17 million a year. Used to be all money that they generated from sponsorship, YouTube, CPM, etc. He has a five-year, $85 million deal. Everything is paid out of his pocket. So it's a strange arrangement in that ESPN buys the rights, kind of like the same way Goodell just said, you have the right to use the Red Zone name and the right to run the Red Zone. ESPN is allowed to, on YouTube and broadcast media, run McAfee, but the deal was he could basically say and do what he wants, which is why he kind of flies off the hip and calls the people that he supposedly works for bum-ass mid-level executives.
I also think he feels like, okay, if they fire me, I can do it on my own. Like, in this day and age, I can go independent, and I'll have a show, and I have a guest, and I'll have eyeballs, and I'll make money.
I don't see that contract being renewed whenever it's up.
No.
I don't know when that deal is
except
done.
Except he has brought their cum level, the age, down significantly, which is exactly what they want, because that's who spends money.
Well, and that's also going to happen naturally now that they're going to a streaming setup.
With Baby Yoda on Monday Night Football?
Yeah. No, I mean, I know you're very excited about the cross-promotion between Disney and NFL. And
I'm going to keep working.
Star Wars and everything that goes into it.
But I like the Monday Night product better than I ever have.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome. Do you like that broadcast team?
Yeah. It's like, okay, you guys got a professional.
Yep.
I mean, Sunday night was, you know, was always to me the marquee night. Now, you know, Monday night, you know, with
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman. I think those guys are excellent. I do.
Oh, they're pros.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just, this whole thing, and it's all money. You can boil it down to one simple thing, right? Money and power, money and control. And the NFL controls virtually everything.
Yep.
Like, I would have, if you had said this to me, I don't know business, but if you had just said 5 years ago, oh, by the way, down the road, the NFL is going to take a 10% stake in Disney. And I'm going to be like, Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Like Mickey Mouse and the parks and the movies and Star Wars and all of that, the NFL is going to have 10% of that.
Every time somebody rides Jungle Cruise.
It was an odd marriage to even ESPN and Disney come together.
Yes.
You're like, wait, what? What
right.
did I miss it?
And they own, they also own ABC as well. Right. So like every time you go to the park, like Andy, you take the family on a big trip down to Disney. Every time you ride Tron, you're actually putting money in Roger Goodell's pocket.
And
that
Robert
is insane.
Right.
It's just insane.
But don't you think
Troy Aikman on Only Murders in the Building
knows what they're doing? I feel like the NFL knows how to throw halftime shows. The NFL knows how to throw a big event. The NFL knows how to market their players on like hockey and don't you trust the NFL to make a product and promote a product at the highest levels?
Yes, I do. And you just I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. The other leagues. So Major League Baseball had its falling out with ESPN about not proper coverage, promotion, different things. If I'm one of the other major sports, I'm not a partner with ESPN. Like
they'd want to be, though.
I'd want to be. So am I going to get fair and balanced coverage and treatment? And
no one cares about that anymore, Andy.
Back to- I know. This is literally, no, we live
that,
in the...
I mean, that's the kind of... That's where you look at the story, and for guys like us, we're going to go to that. No one cares about...
No, I'm talking about the players.
Objectivity.
ESPN anymore. Is powerful. So if I'm... Jason Tatum was at Patriots practice today.
Yeah.
Little does he know that Patriots practice matters to ESPN. Why? Because they're in business together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jason Tatum, and I'm trying to grow the game of basketball.
Yeah.
And I know to do that, I need ESPN. They're a platform. There's a lot of eyeballs there. Am I going to continue to get as much coverage as I could possibly get from the NBA to help grow the game of basketball in a financial sense, in a global sense?
I don't think... You think Tatum's losing any sleep over the NFL?
It was an example. I didn't mean specifically him. I mean players in general, big picture. The NBA is now on the outside looking in like MLB.
They've always been. ESPN. Always been. Nothing
ESPN
new.
And NFL are like buddies. They're kissing cousins.
Get better then. Be a better product.
Ooh.
Compete with the NFL.
Tough guy NFL
well,
guy
you think,
over there.
You think the NBA should be acting as if they're better than the NFL?
No.
It's not even close.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And that's where ESPN and the NFL, especially the NFL, are playing like I play poker and I'm terrible at poker, but when I get a lot of chips, then you can just bully people. That's what they're doing.
The NFL is powerful.
They have a big pile of chips.
Entity.
And they're big tobacco level power.
They are huge.
And we should mention along those lines, these always go with, they throw that little must pass regulatory approval by the government.
Sure.
I don't know if anybody
and the owners too.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know if there would
anyone that is going to get kicked off late night TV to make this go through.
Well, the only thing I would throw in there, just a weird curveball wild card. They say Trump is still pissed that he couldn't own the Bills, right?
Yep.
So Trump has power. He's the president right now. Is there any way he could throw a wrench in the NFL's plans of taking 10% of ESPN?
Get rid of the Pagulas.
Couldn't he block it? FCC and all that crap?
Pretty sure. Much can do whatever he wants to
he do. Made Skydance, he made Skydance and Paramount happen, and that was an multi-billion-dollar merger.
So that's a little... I wonder if Trump could have a say in the NFL-ESPN partnership. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we talked about it earlier. Braintree Little League Baseball is rolling. They are pitching, as Alex Cora noted. They don't give up runs. They are one game away from potentially a trip to the Little League World Series. We're going to talk to their manager, Frank Fazzoli, next here. Braintree Baseball, WEEIF.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Afternoons.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park talking baseball, but not the Red Sox. We did that earlier. Talked to Alex Cora. Now we go to the phone line to talk to Frank Fasoli and his assistant coach, PJ Kippenham, the leaders of the Braintree Little League Baseball team that is one win away from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Guys, how we doing?
We're doing great.
Doing very good.
Okay, this is surreal, Andy, for me, because not only are we talking positively about my hometown, Braintree, Massachusetts, which never makes the news for anything other than Jabril Peppers has an incident outside the South Shore Plaza or something about the mall or traffic or et cetera, but not only is Frank doing a world-class job on this undefeated Braintree team that is one win away from representing the Northeast region in the Little League World Series, but his first base coach, PJ Kippenham, happens to be the younger brother of my best friend, George, on top of all of that as well.
Small world here, boys. So tell me about this baseball team. Why are we so dominant? I see other teams getting beat 10-0. Is it Alex Cora-like pitching? Is that what we're rolling with here?
Yeah, I mean, this team's special. They've been together since they were, you know, 7-8 years old. They've been plagued with a few years of injuries, and this was our first year that everyone's, you know, pretty much healthy. We have, you know, our pitching, you know, we have three dominant, you know, starters. We have unbelievable bullpen, and, you know, literally, you know, pitching's everything. And then our lineup 1 through 12 produces. They all hit up and down the lineup.
How's the coaching?
I mean, when you have kids like this, it makes it easy, you know, of course. But, you know, we've been practicing every single day, you know, this year alone for the last 6-7 weeks, 2 hours a day. If we're not playing a game, we're practicing.
If I had to describe our coach, and this is PJ here, I would say, you know, Sean Needle is our third coach. And one word, I would just say elite. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Especially, hasn't Chad Gauthreau been helping as well? Small note on that one. Used to be my mom's plumber.
This is circle of
like
friends.
A family.
With Fitzy.
It's like it's Fitzy's family reunion. It's unbelievable. So guys,
Nick is Braintree. He'll always be from Braintree, even though he lives in Newton now. He's always stuck with that Braintree, you know, being from Braintree. But now he's actually happy to claim that. But Chad is. Chad's been great. His son's on the team. You know, when you get deep into the districts, you know, they only allow the three coaches. So Chad was, you know, great at throwing BP. He's, you know, still a presence around the team, but he's great at plumbing also.
So, boys, I was obviously I've been following your every move. You're making the hometown, the South Shore, so proud. Now the state is behind you. Now the region ultimately could get behind you if you're just one win away against Bedford tomorrow as well. I read that you guys have played together since, basically this team has been together since the kids were 8 years old. How big a factor is that continuity in these guys forging, these kids forging a bond and you guys always, like basically being a baseball family now on the verge of something so special?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's everything. You know, I've said that over and over. It's, you know, when I talk about like this team, it's like, you know, our boys, you know, we've watched them grown into young men, teenagers now, you know, when they used to listen to us all the time at 8. Now they, you know, it might be a little bit different, but, you know, they still lock in. And I mean, they're incredible. All of them, they're just committed. You know, they've given up summers. They've given up, you know, kids are all summer at the beaches and pools. These kids, you know, we have a, you know, no pool, no beach policy on game day. So they miss a lot, you know, but they lock into this. They know how important it is. And they're just, you know, they're seeing the dividends now.
So I've always wanted to ask a Little League coach this, because we watch these games on ESPN and you guys are mic'd up and it's big production. Do you ever worry about being mic'd up? Because I did a lot of coaching, and I'll be honest, I may have said some things under my breath that I would not want on the internet or national TV. Do you worry about that?
I think there's a reason that I'm not mic'd up, because they would definitely need the 5-second delay on me. I just get so excited. But Frank is very, very well spoken and much more reserved with his language. But, you know, I try to get the kids pumped up and they can't mic me up. But people have been asking for it.
PJ, well, I would pay for that premium channel if you guys get to the Little League World Series, boys. PJ and I went to the game in 2008 after the Pats lost to the Giants, and some colorful language was shared that day, PJ, that we saw Tom Brady go down as well. And I try not to remember the rest of that.
Tom went down with the ACL.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
Yes. But I want to ask you, what's been the key to helping the kids stay calm? Like, they're not just like representing Braintree or even like Massachusetts now. Like, the ESPN is covering the games. The other night, Carl Ravitch and Tim Kirkjian were on showing highlights of a game and called you guys a wagon. How do you guys like keep the kids calm and make sure like they stay, you know, humble throughout the process?
I mean, these kids, that's what's so special about them. I mean, we see teams, we've played teams across the state, I mean, everywhere. And we see the fair share that, you know, the cocky teams, you know, and these guys are just the most humble players I've ever been around. You know, I've been around club teams, everything. And every single one of them is the exact same. And they don't get stressed out. They're just, I mean, they're sitting in the barracks right now playing Xbox and eating snacks, and you would think it's the first game in districts.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, the parents and the coaches, like, we get more stressed out than the kids. The kids have just been so even keeled this whole ride. It's been real refreshing, to tell you the truth.
Well, boys, listen, you're not just, like I said, representing the South Shore or Braintree and all those towns there. It's been great to see South Shore, the Southside Tavern, and other places filling up to watch the games be streamed and everything else. Now you're going to potentially represent New England if you win tomorrow, making Massachusetts proud. We talked to Red Sox manager Alex Cora a little over an hour ago and asked him for some advice for you guys, and here's what he had to say.
Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, keep pitching. That's the most important thing. And rooting for you guys, and don't change a thing, you know, and hopefully they get to Willingsport, which is, a great experience. We were there a few years ago, and it's amazing what they do there, and it's a huge tournament.
That's Red Sox manager Alex Cora wishing good luck to the Braintree Little League team, one win away from Williamsport. Before we let you guys go, any social media handle, website, GoFundMe page, anything for fundraising like that?
Yeah, I just want to say it's Braintree American. There's two leagues in Braintree, but we're Braintree American. And Braintree, we're definitely representing Braintree, but it's Braintree American Little League for sure.
Okay, Braintree American Little League. Any socials or a GoFundMe to raise money, or can we do something if you guys end up going? Let us know, okay?
Well, you can always send us money, Nick. We'll take it.
All right, guys, good luck with the game, and hopefully we'll see the role continue. That's Frank Fazzoli and his assistant coach, DJ.
PJ.
Of the Braintree American Little League.
Braintree
team.
American Little League. Go
apparently
get them,
they're rivals with whatever the other one is
Braintree
called.
Braintree National. Yeah.
That's a heated rivalry. You don't want to get in the middle of that. So that's why he clarified that. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we have to continue to talk about Patriots training camp practices. There were fights. There was a bloody coach. There was a lot going on in Foxborough, and we were there to chronicle it. More Patriots practice reaction next with the Commanders here on WEEI Afternoons.